I've been thinking about my situation. Baby, sometimes I think my time has come.
Coming Alive by Jim Eldridge, with Carl Howman as Terry King and Phyllis Logan as Sandra Gaines. Part 2, A Many Splendid Thing.
Well, I know what I will do for sure. Well, I pray, yes, I pray, the Lord will come and take my troubles away.
Dear Merrill, I'm sorry it's been so long since I've been in touch. Mother is still with me. What more can I say? It's rather put the block on me and Terry because we've got to keep it secret. It's worse than being a teenager again. I suggested Mother stay with her cousin Flora for a bit, but as she's in New Zealand, Mother didn't take too kindly to the suggestion. Still, only a week or so more, and then freedom.
Hold up! Hold up! Please, please, look, look, no, please, I think I've got something down that I hope we can all agree on. Okay? Right, right, listen. 5 teas, 2 with skim milk, 2 semi-skimmed, 1 full cream, right? 3 with 2 sugars, 1 with 1, 1 with none. 4 coffees, 2 black, 2 white, 1 decaffeinated. All 2 sugars except for the decaf, which has a sweetener. And 1 cocoa. Now, how's that? Yes? Yeah, good night! Thanks for coming.
These senior citizens' entertainment committee meetings are a nightmare.
You're telling me. I've seen prison riots that went off quieter.
You handled all the aggro very well, very sweetly.
Sweet are the uses of adversity, as you like it.
I like it very much.
Well, I hoped you would. So, any chance of you escorting me back home?
Oh, I think not. I've got to get back. Remember, my mother's babysitting Gail tonight.
No chance of giving her a couple of quid and sending her to the pictures, is there?
Come on, you've met my mother.
I don't think she likes me.
Oh, she doesn't like anyone who's in my life. And if she knew that you and I were...
Well, we're not at the moment.
Oh, we will be, as soon as my mother goes.
Which will be?
I'm thinking the next millennium. Remember, we said we'd keep it under wraps until you've officially finished your sentence.
Yeah.
Oh, it'll be worth the wait. I promise you.
Can I have some more cereal?
Oh, it's 8:20, Gail, and we don't want to be late for school, do we?
I'll be quick, I promise.
Well, all right.
I will.
You spoil that girl.
Oh, it's only a bowl of cereal.
Today it's a bowl of cereal. Tomorrow it's staying out Friday nights with a bunch of druggies.
I don't think so. Her favourite cartoon's on telly on a Friday night.
You know what I mean. That girl needs a father.
Mother, I don't want to have this conversation, especially not now in front of Gail.
The post! I'll get...
No, stay and finish your cereal.
Oh. See, too soft.
All right. I promise to boil her in oil when she comes back.
3 letters, Mum. And here's one with some funny stamps on.
Oh, thanks.
Foreign stamps?
I'll look at that later. Now, Gail, hurry up and finish that cereal.
Morning. I thought you were going to give me a hand clearing up this morning.
I am. That's why I'm here.
It's 12 o'clock. I don't call that morning.
Oh, text message. Wendy strikes again.
Doesn't this Wendy actually speak when she phones?
No need, mate. It's all there in the words.
Yeah, get a load of that.
Boom.
Pardon me while I bath down my bra.
Oh,
wicked. What a girl, eh?
Yeah, she seems to be.
Anyway, how'd the old folks committee go?
As always.
Yeah, tough lot, them oldies.
Exactly, which is why I'm a bit concerned.
Why?
Well, they're going to put on a concert with music from the 50s. And someone suggested we get a real star from back then.
Yeah, sounds like a good idea.
Well, it is, except I've got to find them.
Shouldn't be a problem.
It won't be if I can get them. If I can't, they're not going to be happy.
Shouldn't be too hard. Must be hundreds of them still kicking about. If you can't find a live one, you can get someone like Muffin the Mule. It's memories that count, isn't it?
No good. They want Matt Clayton.
Who?
Hot diggity, dot diggity, boom, what you do to me.
Matt Clayton!
Clayton?
What do you know about Matt Clayton? You weren't even born when he was making records.
Oh, hello, you two.
Yeah, hi, Sandra.
Steve, could you give us a wee minute?
Hey? Oh, yeah, sure, yeah. I got to text Wendy anyway. See you later.
Yeah.
Who's Wendy?
Wendy's sort of Steve's girlfriend, I think. Though so far I've only seen her in text message form. What's up?
I had a letter this morning.
Oh?
From an old friend of mine, David. He's a doctor.
You're not ill?
Oh, no, no. He's abroad. He works for a medical charity, going to places where poor people need doctors. Africa, Central America.
Oh, I see.
We met when we were students.
And the way you're acting says you were more than just friends.
Yes. When he qualified, he decided to go abroad and work. He asked me to go with him as his wife.
But you didn't?
No. There were things I wanted to do here. So David went, but we kept in touch. Letters, birthday cards. I kept waiting for him to come back, but he didn't. And so I met and married Dawn. And the rest, as they say, is history.
And David?
Oh, he got married to one of his medical co-workers out in Africa.
But you still kept in touch?
Oh, letters. Dawn never liked me getting them. He felt threatened by them.
Why?
Well, David was everything that Dawn wasn't. Honest, concerned about others, about the world, and beautiful. My God, was he beautiful.
Well, if he was that good, it's a pity you let him go.
I know. No, not that I want him now. I wouldn't change you for anyone.
Oh, I can see that. I mean, I'm honest too, and concerned about the world.
I know.
And it's not for me to say that I'm beautiful.
But you are.
Yeah, well. And he's married, right?
He was. His wife died 6 months ago.
Oh, I'm sorry.
He loved her very much. He was a very loving man, David.
Yeah. Yeah. But if all this has been going on for the past, what?
9 years.
Nine?
Only letters between friends.
Of course. But why are you telling me now?
Because he's coming to England and he wants to see me.
I see.
Just as an old friend.
Of course. Of course. When?
His letter says he'll be here this week.
I see. Well, of course, you've got to see him.
You don't mind?
Mind? What sort of bloke would I be if I stopped you seeing an old friend? Well, especially one who meant so much to you.
Well, I know. You'd be acting just like Dawn.
Exactly. And that's the last thing I am. No, I think it's wonderful for old friends to get together and see each other like that. I'm delighted that both of you have the chance to, well, to catch up on old times. This is any bloke's worst nightmare. A cross between George Clooney and Albert Schweitzer turns up out of the past.
Well, tell her she can't see him. Put your foot down.
Oh, that's the worst thing I can do. That'd make me the real villain. No, I'll just have to grin and bear it and hope he goes back to Africa.
I shouldn't worry. I mean, 9 years in all these tropical places, all them tropical diseases, I bet he looks all right, old wreck now. Talking of old wrecks,
yeah.
You found out anything about Matt Clayton?
No. No, I was going to see what I could dig up last night, but after listening to Sandra going on about her saintly bloody doctor, I didn't really feel in the mood.
I found him for you.
Who?
Matt Clayton. He's in Watford.
Watford?
Yeah. He works on a production line making toilet seats.
Steve, are you sure this is the same Matt Clayton? Now, I remember you saying you were going to introduce me to Michael Jackson, and it turned out to be the bloke in the fish and chip shop.
His name is Michael Jackson.
We're looking for the Matt Clayton, who had a number one hit in the charts, his own radio show, The Palladium.
Yeah, and now he's making toilet seats in Watford. I checked with me informant.
Informant?
It ain't easy trying to track someone down, especially when they disappeared 40 years ago.
Gail's asleep at last.
Oh, good. So, are you off out tonight, gallivanting?
No.
Good. I mean, I don't mind babysitting, but I do think that if you have a child, you have to stay in and look after it sometimes, instead of going out night after night.
I do not go out night after night. I go out in the evening now and then, and usually to see clients.
Yes, druggies and criminals. And that Terry you seem so fond of.
He is not a criminal.
Well, you told me he'd been in jail. As far as I know, you don't go there for doing good deeds.
If you must know, he's doing a great deal for the community. At this moment, he's hard at work arranging a special social evening for the elderly.
Huh.
Oh, Mum. Does the name Matt Clayton mean anything to you?
Oh, now Matt Clayton. Now, he was a real singer. Not like some of these screeching morons you get nowadays. Now, what was that song he used to do? Hot dickety dog ziggity boom, what you do to me. It's so new
yes,
to me.
Well, Terry's getting so Matt Clayton to appear in this concert.
Matt Clayton?
Yes.
Well, I see. I think I'll come to that.
I wonder who that can be.
Possibly one of those clients of yours.
Hello, Sandra. Long time no see.
Here we are, Brentwood Sanitation.
Funny sort of place to find a former pop star, isn't it?
According to my informant, Matt Clayton's shift finishes at 4 o'clock, which means he should be coming out through those gates any time now.
Who is this mysterious informant of yours?
If you must know, it's me gran.
Your gran?
Yeah, I remember her telling me about this bloke when I was a kid. She had a scrapbook on him and everything, followed his career.
So how did she find out he was working here?
Do not ask how the old granny network operates, Terry. Suffice to say, it makes MI5 look like a bunch of amateurs.
Steve, I'm warning you, if this is a different Matt Clayton and I've come all the way to Watford...
Here they come.
Oh, I can't see anybody that looks... Yes, I can. Excuse me?
Yes?
Mr. Clayton?
No.
Yes, I'm sure of it. Yes, he is. I recognise him. Excuse me, Mr. Clayton?
Go away.
Please, we only want a few minutes.
But if you're the press, you can stick your questions where the sun don't shine.
Well, we're not the press.
No, we're fans.
Fans, come on. You weren't even born when I had a career.
No, but my gran played me your records.
Oh. Nice one, Steve.
What'd I say?
Mr. Clayton,
if
please.
You come here to make jokes about gran.
No. Look, honestly.
All right, what then?
Well, we wondered if you'd consider doing a concert for us at our community centre.
It's a wind-up, isn't it?
No, honest.
That's the old folks club.
Listen, if I get one more crack from you about old folks, mate...
I never!
Please, Steve. We're serious, Mr. Clayton. We run a community centre at Groveville Farm in London. And our entertainment's committee asked us to find you because they particularly wanted you to do a concert for them. Matt Clayton, doing all your old hits. Love is a many splendid thing.
No other love.
Hot diggity, dot diggity.
Yeah, all right. What sort of audience?
Well, they're...
Very appreciative.
Yes.
What, they actually wanted to hear those songs?
Absolutely.
Oh, I don't know. Still sounds like a wind-up to me.
Well, it isn't. I promise you it isn't. Look, can we buy you a cup of tea and discuss this?
I mean, it's amazing that people still remember. I mean, sometimes I can't even believe it actually happened to me. I mean, especially nowadays, working on that production line.
Yeah. What happened?
The Beatles happened. The Rolling Stones, all that sort of stuff. I mean, suddenly my kind of stuff was past it. You know, the records just stopped selling.
Yeah, but you're still a singer. You could have gone into cabaret.
Well, I did for about one show. It was a nightmare.
Why?
I couldn't remember the words of the song.
So? Hardly anyone listens to the words.
Yeah, but, I mean, the kind of stuff that I do, you know, ballads, it's all about words.
Oh, that's all right. You could have gone, ooby-dooby-doo or something. Sinatra did it all the time.
Not for a whole song. Anyway, I packed it in.
I don't get it. You must have sung those songs hundreds of times. They must be like second nature to you.
Yeah.
How could you forget them?
I don't know. I knew them word perfect when I was singing at home, you know, but the minute I got in front of an audience, bang, every word, gone.
No. Yeah, but what if you gave it another go?
Nah, I'm sorry, fellas. My performing days are long gone. I'd like to keep them that way.
OK. Let's go through that list of names the oldies put up.
Right.
Russ Conway.
Dead.
Shirley Bassey.
Here, can't afford her.
Frankie Vaughan.
Vaughan, dead.
Winifred Atwell.
Dead.
Are you sure these are real people?
Well, of course they are.
They've got funny names for pop singers.
Oh, yeah? What do you call Snoopy Dog Dog and Jam Jazzy Biscuit?
Yeah, good point.
Yeah.
Shame about Matt Clayton. Seemed like a nice bloke. He'd have been great, you know, from what my gran says.
I know. In his day, he was mega.
Hello?
Oh, Sandra! We're in here.
Oh, Terry, you're here. I'd like you to meet a friend of mine. This is David Reynolds.
Bloody hell, it's George Clooney.
Ah, pleased to meet you.
And you, Terry. Sandra's told me so much about you and what a fantastic job you've been doing here. I must say, you've made an incredible job of this place.
Yeah, well, it's not just me. There's a committee. And all we've done was put Sandra's dreams into practice.
Yeah, she has such a fantastic way of making things happen.
Oh, David, really. And this is Steve Addison.
Steve, hi. Pleasure.
Oh, pleased to meet you. Here you've been out in the jungle, doing good works.
Yeah, we all do what we can.
Anyway, I'm just showing David around, catching up.
Yeah, I expect after 9 years away, it all looks a bit different.
Some practical things, but people are much the same wherever you are in the world.
Anyway, we've got to go. Like I say, I just thought I'd show David this place and well, get him to meet you.
That pleasure.
Mine too, and I'm sure we'll meet again. Bye.
Yeah, bye.
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 What a really nice bloke.
Thanks.
Oh, I'm not saying you ain't a nice bloke as well. I'm just saying, what a nice bloke, wasn't he? I was wrong about the old tropical diseases. Now, that is a good-looking bloke. Not that I'm attracted to him or anything. I mean, I ain't into that sort of scene or anything.
Shut up.
A nice nature with it, wasn't he?
Shut up. Right, let's get back to this list. All right, who's next? Read them out.
Hi, Elvis Presley.
Dead.
Dickie Moon.
Possible.
Frank Sinatra.
Dead.
I really enjoyed that.
So did I. It's been a long time since I've been to the cinema. It's not quite the same on a wobbly screen in the jungle.
I often wondered how you were living. You did describe it in your letters, but...
Letters are never the same.
No.
Do you fancy a drink?
No, I'd better get home.
I understand.
Not that I don't want to. I mean, I do. I mean, it's just...
There's no need for explanations. I've enjoyed this evening more than I can say.
So have I.
Can we do it again?
Yes.
It's hard to think it's been 9 years since we last saw each other face to face. You haven't changed.
Liar.
You haven't. Not to me.
I'd better go. Sorry.
No need to be. I'll call you. But I'll leave it a bit.
Not too long.
No.
Ah, you're back.
Yes. How's Gail been?
Fine. What was the film like?
Very enjoyable.
And David?
It was good to see him again after all this time.
He's interested.
Mother, please don't interfere in my life.
I'm not interfering. I'm just saying what's plain. He's a very decent man.
I know. Good night, Mum.
Oh.
Terry, is that ladder safe?
Oh, it's all right. I got it tied at the top. Been replacing some light bulbs. We had the partially sighted archery club in here last night.
They did that?
No, they were fine. It was their instructor. So, how's things?
Fine.
Yeah, how's David?
He's fine. Look, Terry, I know you must feel I've been neglecting you lately.
Oh, I understand. What with your mother still with you and not having seen David for 9 years?
Yes.
So, you've been out much together?
Oh, just a bit, showing him around.
Yeah, he seems like a nice bloke.
Well, he is very genuine.
Yeah. So, is there any chance of us getting together?
Of course. I was thinking of next week.
Next week?
With a bit of luck, my mother should be gone by then.
Right. Great. Well, it can be me and you again.
Yes.
I've missed you, Sandra.
Oh, I've missed you too. But the way it's been...
I know. Anyway, I've got some good news.
Oh?
I got the man for the old folks do.
Matt Clayton?
No,
No, he wouldn't do it.
Why not? Not enough money?
No, personal reasons. Anyway, yesterday I spoke to an agent and booked the ideal star, a great singer from the 50s.
Who is it?
I'll give you a clue. My little pony goes clip-clop-clop, clip-clop-clop, clip-clop-clop.
Not Dickie Moon?
Yes, Mr. Velvet Voice himself. Ain't it great? The oldies will love it. Magic.
You haven't been listening to Radio 2 this morning?
No, why?
It was on the news. I heard it as I was driving here.
What was?
Dickie Moon, singing star from the 1950s, died of a heart attack last night.
What? Maybe it's a different Dickie Moon.
No, it's the same one. Dickie Moon, age 70, best known for his 1955 hit Clip Clop Plop. Plop.
That's him. Well, one of those days, isn't it?
Social services, Sandra Gaines. Yes, Mother? Look, is it urgent? Only I've got a lot of work here. All right, yes, I can get you a ticket for the concert, but I don't think you want to go anymore. Matt Clayton won't be appearing after all. No, Terry found Matt Clayton all right. Apparently he's working at a toilet seat factory in Watford. Well, the bottom line is that he's refused to do it. Well, it seems that he has a problem with remembering the words of the songs.
All right, Terry, you heard the news about Dickie Moon?
Steve, I feel like the fickle finger of fate is poking me in the eye at every turn.
So are you going to get now?
I don't know.
Well, come on, we'll dig someone up.
We may have to, Steve. Anyway, it's not just that. It's this Dr. David bloke. I think Sandra's still got feelings for him.
So? If she has, it's only because she ain't seen him for years. You know, something mysterious and exotic. What you've got to do is show her that you are Mr. Magic.
Yeah, but say she and him are really right for one another. They say there's only ever one love in your life. Say for them two, it really was each other. And now they've got another chance.
What about you?
Sandra's the only one there'll ever be for me. Now, I know that.
It's a bit unfair, that. Three of you all being the only one for each other.
Hello.
Mr. Clayton.
So this is the venue where I'll be singing, eh?
Yeah. Hey, look, it ain't exactly the Palladium, but what's made you change your mind?
She did.
Who?
You forgot to wind your car window up, Mr. Clayton, but I've done it now.
Oh. Mrs. McKendry, how...
I told him it is criminal for a fine singer like him to refuse to share his talent with the rest of the world.
But the words...
Idiot balls.
I prefer to think of them as an aide memoir.
Oh. Now, Mrs. Mack is going to write the words of all my songs on big cards, and she's going to hold them up for me in front of the stage.
It was an obvious solution. It's what they do in karaoke. I'm surprised you didn't think of it, Mr. King.
Yes. Well, I'm glad you did, Mrs. Mack.
When your fingers touched my silent heart and taught it how to sing. Yes, true loves are many splendid things.
Bravo! Yes, very good. I loved him.
Brilliant. I was watching my granny the whole time. She looked like she was 16 again. Oh, hang on. She's trying to get up on stage and mob him. I better get up and she injures someone with her frame.
Can't believe Mother got him here.
I think when your mother tells someone to do something, they do it. I could see her in Parliament.
Don't say that, not even as a joke.
Wonderful. Simply wonderful.
David? I didn't see you.
No, I came in after it started, so I just stayed at the back. I didn't want to cause a disturbance. That man has a magic voice, even after all these years.
He sure has.
Some of these old songs are just the greatest. Do you remember our special one, Sandra?
Your one?
Sorry, I mean the one that Sandra and I loved when we were going out together.
Elvis Costello. good year for the roses.
How time passes.
And times change.
Here he is, Siri, the man of the moment.
Yes.
Was it okay?
Okay, Mr. Clayton, you were brilliant.
Oh, Matt, please.
Oh, thank you for coming.
No, thank you all for asking me. But the real thanks have to go to this wonderful woman here.
I trust my writing was big enough for
you. Yeah, it's perfect, sweetheart. The real kick was, I mean, once I did the first couple, I almost didn't need them.
God, look at the time. I'd better get back for Gail's babysitter. You coming, Mother?
I'll follow later, dear. I just want a few more words with Mr. Clayton.
How will you get back?
That's all right. I'll give her a lift.
Oh, right. Well, I'll see you tomorrow, Terry.
Right.
Well, I'd better get back as well. Goodbye, and thanks again for a fabulous concert, Mr. Clayton.
Oh, thank you. It's been a pleasure. Bye-bye now. Bye-bye. You're a great bloke, isn't he?
He is, in every way.
I mean, those looks. He could go on movies, couldn't he? Oh, some blokes have got everything, haven't they?
Yeah, tell me about it.
Do you know, Matt, I think your audience could do with an encore.
Oh, do you think so? Oh, well, never disappoint your fans. Now, Mrs. Mack, will you stand in front of the stage again for me?
Oh, I wouldn't think you'd need me and my boards now.
Not your boards, just you.
Oh, my pleasure. So, once more into the breach.
Aye, aye. Looks like pairing off all round.
Nearly all round.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you. Thank you all, thank you. Right, and now a record, which did a lot for me. Hot Diggity on the A side. Hot Diggity on the A side, and I wonder who's kissing her now on the back side. Never dreamed anybody could kiss that away, bring me bliss that away. What a kiss that away, what a wonderful feeling to feel that away. Tell me, where have you been all my life? Oh, hot diggity, dog diggity, boom, what you do to me? It's so new to me. What you do to me, hot diggity, dog diggity, boom, what you do to me? When you're holding me tight.
Well, I've been thinking about my situation. Baby, sometimes I think my time has come.
In part two of Coming Alive, Terry King was played by Carl Howman and Sandra Gaines by Phyllis Logan. Steve Addison was Ben Crow, Matt Clayton was Ray Lonnan, David Reynolds, Sean Baker, Mrs. McKendrick, Sandra Vo, and Gail, Jennifer Whelan. Coming Alive is written by Jim Eldridge and was directed by Marilyn Imrie.